Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. We have an interesting story. Today's story entitled Habib ibn Mazahir. He was about the same age as Imam Hussein. They were childhood friends. When Hazrat Ali moved the capital to Kufa, Habib also moved to Kufa. He stayed on in Kufa and became a prominent citizen. He was a devout Shia. The first letter which Imam Hussein received inviting him to Kufa was signed by Habib ibn Mazahir. After Muslim ibn Aghil was killed by Ibn Ziyad, Kufa was sealed off. No one could get in or out of the city without the governor's permission. Habib ibn Mazahir was heartbroken because he could not join Imam al-Hussein. He did not even know where Imam al-Hussein was. There were all sorts of rumors, but no one knew anything for certain. Imam Hussein had reached Karbala. On 4th of Muharram, Imam Hussein wrote a letter to Habib ibn Mazahir, his childhood friend, telling him how Yazid's vultures were gathering to kill him. The letter was carried by a messenger who entered Kufa in the dark by climbing over the city walls. The messenger reached Habib's house. As Habib, his wife and his young son were sitting down for breakfast. Habib read the letter, kissed it, and tears began to flow down his cheeks. His wife asked him what was wrong. Habib said, "Who would ever have thought that people would be so thirsty for the blood of the grandson of the Holy Prophet, whose name they're uttering every adhan and in every salah?" At Asr, in the evening, when most people were in the mosque, Habib slipped out of Kufa. He mounted his horse and galloped towards Karbala. Habib ibn Mazahir reached Karbala late in the evening. Imam Hussein greeted Habib with great affection. On the fateful day of Ashura, between Zuhr and Asr, Habib ibn Mazahir rode into the battlefield. He fought bravely. Finally, he was overpowered. He fell to ground. Imam Hussein rushed to him. Habib looked at Imam and said, "Oh, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, please forgive this humble servant for not being able to give more than his unworthy life for you and Islam." The Imam took Habib in his arms and cried, "Oh, my friend, oh, my friend." Habib was killed, resting his head on Imam's shoulder. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our sorrow and condolences on the month of Muharram. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain aspects of the life and times of Habib ibn Mazahir al-Asadi, who was one of the Ashura martyrs in Karbala. In the beginning, it must be indicated that Habib ibn Mazahir, he was a renowned companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born a year before the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad. And throughout the time of the Prophet Muhammad, he was felicitous to meet up with the Prophet in Mecca. That is from the earlier period of the advent of Islam. At that time, on the day of Ashura, he was at the age of 75. When he was martyred. However, his being associated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his being a close companion of the Prophet led him to continue that line of companionship, and he associated himself with Imam Ali alayhi salam and with the second infallible Imam Al-Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam. At the same time, Habib ibn Muzahir al-Asadi was very much devoted to the house of the Prophet Muhammad. According to a reliable account, when he was playing with the grandsons of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the Prophet noticed that Habib was very much devoted to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and the Prophet Muhammad noticed that Habib took some dust from the legs of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and put it on his eyes and on his forehead. And he did this because of his full devotion to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. At that time, the Prophet Muhammad, who noticed, I mean, this gesture of Habib, got closer to him and patted him on the head and respected him. And then the Prophet Muhammad indicated that he had received a piece of news from the Archangel Gabriel in that Habib al-Muzahir would be a close companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the plain of Ashura.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
At the same time, it must be indicated that such a person, such a personality like Habib ibn Muzahir received this education, his religious education, from the Prophet Muhammad, with whom he was associated, and also he received much knowledge from Imam Ali alayhi salam. The same personality that is Habib ibn Muzahir he was gratified to be a learned person regarding the forthcoming events. In his lifetime, he prophesied some future events, and all of them came true. And this was because he had been given this kind of knowledge. On the day of Ashura, Habib ibn Muzahir, although he was an old man, I mean, at the age of 75, he was very brave, and he never withdrew. First of all, he gave pieces of advice to the enemy soldiers under Umar ibn Sa'd. However, when Umar ibn Sa'd and his swordsmen started teasing the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Habib ibn Muzahir got very angry, and he intended to answer them. However, as in the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, nobody wanted to be one of those who initiated the Battle of Ashura, Habib ibn Muzahir al-Asadi didn't do anything. However, he never forgot that the enemy soldiers started teasing Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and making fun of the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.